This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. 65 years ago, Postmistress Magnuson of Malung and Assistant Postmaster John Hedin were pictured in the February 4, 1954 issue of the Roseau Times Region as the closing of Malung Post Office was announced. Another photo showed Boyd Goodbow, who would thereafter be delivering mail to Malung on a star route from Roseau. The following article also appeared. After approximately 67 years of service, one of the oldest post offices in the county was discontinued officially January 31, 1954. The last letter and parcel of mail went through the Malung Post Office Saturday, and a pioneer link with the past was gone. Assistant Postmaster John Hedin recalls that the first Malung Post Office was set up in a building about a mile south and a mile east of the present site. The first postmaster was Daniel Gargan, or Gahagian, according to the Heritage Book, who operated a store in connection with the post office. He was always short of stamps and used to send 50 cents with us when we walked to Roseau so we could buy stamps for him, he said. I was just a youngster at the time. He told how the first mail came in a small leather bag and the carrier walked all the way from Roseau with it. They used to use horses and oxen and walk too, he recalled. They could walk in those days, he added. Later, the post office was moved to where the Malung schoolhouses are now, and A.M. Pearson was postmaster. After some time, it was moved to the Webster Place, where Otto Johnson lives now, that is in 1954, and then back to the corner near the schoolhouse. Louis Larson was postmaster then for about 30 years, having also started the first post office in Fallon. About 14 years ago, Elma Magnuson, daughter of Mr. Hedin, became postmistress after being assistant for several months. She has continued up to the closing of the office with Mr. Hedin as assistant postmaster. The Malung Post Office in the past served about 50 patrons and was an important part of the community. When the mail first started, I can remember that letters were only 2 cents, John recounted. The fixtures in the Malung office are those which were first installed in Roseau when the post office opened here. They show the wear of thousands of Christmas greetings, letters to loved ones from lads overseas in 2 wars, and packages from the old wish books which have passed over their counters. The job is done now, however, and the office is another landmark gone. The Malung folks will be served by a star route now with Boyd Goodbow making the daily trips in his car. He will give first-class service as he has in the past, and you can be sure that rain or snow, wind or weather, the mail will go through. In a short item in the Roseau County Heritage Book, it told that A.M. Pearson started the Roseau County Press newspaper there in 1892. It lasted 3 years. It was said at one time he couldn't afford to buy printing paper, so he printed on wrapping paper. His newspapers are bound editions and are in the Roseau County Museum. Many of his editorials dealt with the superiority of Malung and Winnoska over all areas of the county. He was certain the railroads would come through these villages. In 1903, he provided a telephone line for Malung, with the central being the Miller Confectionery Store. Besides farming, editing his paper, he was a Singer sewing machine salesman traveling around with horse and buggy with the Singer sewing machine in the back. He was an amateur student of geology and geophysics. He and some of his friends believed that Malung was located above rich oil deposits. He managed to find a few speculators, but the oil never did gush in. He invented a device which he named magnetometer and used it for prospecting for oil sites to drill. Joel Olson remembered in the early 1930s seeing his great uncle A.M. Pearson sitting on a log in the Louis Enstrom woods drilling for oil. He was using an auger similar to those used to drill fence post holes. Later too, Joel recalled him drilling with a machine that had a derrick and a wooden drum that was turned by an engine. Using a rope coiled around the drum once or twice, the drill rod could be raised and dropped by a person pulling on the rope and releasing it. Joel remembered seeing Vernon Johnson doing the pulling and releasing of the rope. Mr. Pearson served his community very well, being a county commissioner, clerk, and later treasurer, school board member, and justice of the peace of Malung Township. In 1933, Mr. Pearson had the distinction of being the oldest page at the state legislature in state government history. The Heritage Book also said that the old Malung Post Office building is located in Roseau, Minnesota, as a dwelling house. It was bought by S.W. Bennett and later sold to John Brenhog, and Dennis Olson was residing there in 1992. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.